This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. You know when Adam alayhi salam and his wife, our mother Hawa alayhi salam, when they were both in the paradise and then they sinned, disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla's command and ate from the tree, Allah Azza wa Jalla removed both of them from the paradise. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. We said to Adam and Hawa and Iblis, get out of the paradise. Descend from this paradise, all of you. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, imagine this, and I want you to imagine Adam living in the paradise. What else does the believer want? Isn't that our final destination? Isn't this exactly where we want to go? And what we are dreaming of every single day and night, and what we ask Allah Azza wa Jal every single day and night in our salat, when we're fasting, when we're traveling, whatever it is. We want al-jannah, 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 Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. That's what we want. Eh, well, Adam was there. He was there. But then imagine Adam alayhi salam being removed from the paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What a disaster. What a calamity. Indeed, it is a huge calamity. He came down to this earth. He came down to this earth. That is a life of shaqa and ibtila. It is a life of misery, a life of sadness, a life of worry and stress and labor. He became burdened by seeking provision and feeding his family. And that's the first man that ever carried the financial responsibility to spend upon his family. Imagine that. And then that's when sicknesses began, and ailments began, and hardships began, and death began, and old age began. All happened here, life, daru shaqa, a life of sadness and worry and misery. That's the life that Adam alayhi salam was sent to. That's the nature of this life. You cannot escape these things. So how depressing is this? How sad is this? It looks like there's no hope for mankind. But then Allah Azza wa Jal said, and listen carefully, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, whenever guidance comes to you, whenever guidance comes to you, and that will come to you from Allah as wahi, as the word of Allah, anytime guidance comes to you, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ, whoever is going to cling onto my guidance, whoever is going to commit to my guidance, whoever is going to hold onto the guidance of Allah, the Quran, the word of Allah, in this life of chaos and calamity and disaster and stress and worry and pain and death and difficulty and suffering and oppression, whoever holds on to this word of Allah and the guidance of Allah, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, Allah Azza wa Jal says, then he will never, ever, ever go astray. وَلَا يَشْقَى, and he will never be sad and doomed. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is the Quran that will save us from misguidance. It is the Quran that will exchange every moment of sadness to a moment of happiness and joy and tranquility and peace. That doesn't mean that a person who commits the Quran will not be tested and will not be suffering and will not endure pain and will not experience death of loved ones and close ones. No. It means that the one who commits to the guidance and the Quran will experience peace and tranquility when Allah Azza wa Jal tests him. His heart will be pleased with that which Allah Azza wa Jal sends upon him of calamities. He will say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," during calamities. Why? Because the Quran told him to do so. He read in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, congratulate those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He read in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal said the patient are those who, whenever they are afflicted by a calamity, whenever Allah sends a calamity upon them, they are quick to say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, to Allah we belong, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and to Him we shall return. How can a believer remain steadfast during calamities? Only because he's taking from the guidance of the Quran. The Quran guided him to say these words during a calamity. As a result, the believer is tranquil, he's peaceful during a calamity because he's following the guidance of the Quran. How important is the Quran in our life? And yet, there are people that don't have a relationship with the Quran. There are people that are 40 years old, 50 years old, and still haven't read the Quran from cover to cover. There are people that are 30 years old, and they still haven't read the Quran from cover to cover. They still haven't understood every ayah in the Quran. At least something basic, just the basic understanding, they haven't even bothered to do that.